Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, you can take control of the show, bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's the Tuesday night edition. As always, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And, of course, as always, you can talk about anything. Political, personal, 1-800-259-5791. And you should know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go straight to their website, freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no games. There's no credit card transaction required. There's no membership. You don't even have to sign up for any sort of a free account. You just go and get them right there at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months worth of the show. All of it for free, freetalklive.com. So, as usual, we brought in a whole bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight, but if you want to control the show, 800-259-5791. Manwich, we'll start with you tonight, sir.
Got an article by Howard Blitz from the Yuma Sun, and I really like it. It's kind of Liberty on Training Wheels.
Liberty on Training Wheels.
Well,
okay.
You know, it's the basics. Hmm. And it's 10 ways to reclaim liberty.
Okay, I'm interested.
There are a myriad of activities that can be done in today's world in order for individual liberty to exist, especially the amount of individual liberty that existed to our ancestors 200 years ago. However, taking a cue from David Letterman, here's the list of the top 10 ways to reclaim liberty. Number 10, practice the golden rule. Not the one that states that he who has the gold makes the rules, the one that says treat others as you want them to be treated. By practicing,
I like both of those rules, personally. For instance, if I'm in my house, it's my house, so I do get to make the rules. Mm-hmm. And that is a good rule to practice, as long as you're on your own property.
Yeah. You know, if it's your house and you get to make the rules, you should sort of understand that perhaps your individual, your personal relationships may not be the best if you really only just go by that rule.
Fair enough.
You know, dads can have some pretty unhappy children with them if they're, you know, just jerks.
Absolutely.
And I say dads because, well, you know, I'm male.
I say operate on both rules.
Yeah.
Try to amass as much gold as possible.
Yeah, having gold is good.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. By practicing this rule, aggression in the world is substantially reduced.
If you have
reduced.
More gold, you can treat people better.
It's true. He states that aggression in this world would be substantially reduced. Since government is aggressive force, then very few individuals ever ask, beg, request, or demand the government do anything for them, thereby allowing individual liberty to flourish. Number 9. Promote the idea that individuals be allowed to seek their own medical care in their own way. By eliminating Medicare, the cost of health care decreases, making it affordable for most individuals and allows individuals to seek their own solutions for their own medical needs.
I don't know if that's a beginner issue at all. I think that's more advanced liberty. I mean, as far as understanding that getting people past that mindset of, well, health care should be free. You should have a right to health care. I mean, because that's so enticing. That socialist health care message sounds so good. Well, shouldn't health care be a right, Manwich? What, you don't want to take care of people that can't afford to take care of themselves?
Absolutely.
You just want rich people to be able to afford them their own health care.
Poor people can't afford their own health care now. They have to be given money to in order to get their health care.
Right.
So they can't afford it.
Yeah, but what you're talking about is, I mean, at least now we have Medicare, and that helps them afford it. That's what they say.
Yes, well, it's
now, and if we don't have Medicare, then what are they going to do?
They get terrible medical treatment at that point, and it drives up the costs for everybody. It's not fair to take away money from me in order to give it to somebody else without asking me. It's called stealing.
Right.
Yeah. Mom taught me that. I guess these people's moms didn't teach them that, to believe that
free
medical care.
Something else you should point out about the healthcare industry, it's not radically different from any other industry. It's just the business of saving people's lives and taking care of people and making sure they're in, you know, tip-top shape for as long as humanly possible. That's all it is. It doesn't really differ in how it works from any other business, from the computer business, from the hamburger business. You still have to provide a service, You still have to
provide a good service.
Preferably provide a good service. Give good customer service. Mm-hmm. Make your clients understand that if they need to come back to your hospital, they should want to come back to your hospital instead of going across town or going to another city and going to that hospital.
Right.
Unfortunately, the reason why healthcare seems to be so backwards is because the government is so involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the last time I looked, it was a few years ago. Probably it's more now, but as of about 5 years ago, I think government, the number was 52%. They were spending 52% of all healthcare dollars, controlling 52% of all the money rolling through healthcare. That's huge amounts of control and supervision and micromanagement. That is what screws up healthcare.
If you've ever dealt with the government on any level, you realize they're not giving those doctors their money. The doctor just doesn't call up and say, hey, Sally Joe came in today on Medicare, and she was in here for a couple hours, and I'd like to bill her $400.
Nope.
And they just cut them a check and give it to them. They've got employees out the wazoo to fill out the paperwork in order to get this money out of people.
And imagine if they cross the wrong T and dot the wrong I.
It's another 60 days before they get paid.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
It is so messed up. So that's why, there are still some developments in the healthcare field. Sure, there's new technology still coming out because it's still not totally socialized. You know, there's still some sort of market incentives operating there. But the more we get government involved, the slower you're going to see developments pop up, the more expensive you're going to see these developments become, because that's what's going on in healthcare. Things aren't getting cheaper. It's for the most part, it's not getting cheaper to get your healthcare, whereas it should be.
Yeah.
It should be like the computer industry, where today I can go out and buy myself a new Pentium processor, and it'll be 3 gigahertz, and it'll cost me $200, for instance. And then 2 years later, I can lay out $200, the same amount of money, and get a processor that's at least twice, if not 3, 4, 5 times as good.
Yep.
As the one I bought 2 years before. That's what happens in other industries that are unregulated or virtually unregulated by the government. But when government steps in, it's like, close the doors on development, close the doors on customer service. It's not necessary anymore.
Think about medical service in 1985 in the United States versus the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, I saw a lot about dental work. I guess I don't know anything about medical, how medical science was in the Soviet Union.
Okay.
But I imagine it was pretty crappy. Because the dental work in the Soviet Union is crappy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Everybody got dental work, and so it was just, all these people had this bad dental work, and that's what, it's just going to be that way. When the government's involved and controlling 52%, that's half of the medical industry, because the dollars are the industry.
Now, dental industry, I guess,
mm-hmm.
they are actually much less regulated, as far as I can tell, than the medical industry is, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Also, veterinarians are also very lightly regulated mm-hmm. in comparison to your standard doctors.
Don't you think that pets have the right to health care, too?
No.
I mean, that's the next step, though. You know, I mean, people want animal rights.
Universal health care for dogs.
Right? That's exactly what's going to happen.
All right, what's number?
No more of this old yeller, take them out and shoot them when they're sick thing.
Right.
You know?
Got to keep them all alive for
millions of dollars dumped into dogs.
All right, so we're doing the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty to America, correct?
Number eight.
Sell it? Yeah.
Number eight. It's number eight.
Okay, give us the title.
Okay, it's only two sentences long.
Oh, okay.
Promote the idea of individuals seeking their own method of accumulating funds for retirement.
Ooh, okay, so get away from Social Security. We'll talk about that coming up. If you've got a comment, 800-259-5791 on the first two. Of course, we'll recap them coming back. This is your show, the top 10 ways to return this country to a free country. I like that idea.
Yeah.
More coming back. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, the updates will send you emails.
Updates aren't archives.
No, the updates are not the archives. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know about it first. It'll be coming to your email box via the updates list. You can sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We're going through the top 10 ways, according to the Yuma Sun. Is that
Yuma
right?
Sun, yes.
I guess Yuma, Arizona. Mm-hmm. The top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty, and I would presume as well personal responsibility, because the two go together.
Yes, they do.
To America. We've gone through number 10 and 9, which were to recap.
Practicing the Golden Rule. And promoting the idea that individuals be allowed to seek their own medical care.
We're going to get to number 8, which is something about Social Security, saving for retirement. But first, we need to go to the phones and to the fun, to Julia in Florida. Julia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I wrote you guys an email a few weeks ago, and you read it on the air about the three kids who got harassed in Virginia
yes.
by the cops.
Yeah, you were pulled over allegedly for having, I guess...
Air freshener.
Yeah, an air freshener.
Illegal air freshener use.
Yeah, an air freshener. Well, I have an update, and actually kind of a question for you and Manwich and anyone who might be listening, because it's pretty screwy.
Okay.
Well, as you know, we were forced to plead guilty, and we left with fines and community service. Well, my brother had to send a check for $141, which was the court processing fee, in the mail.
Right.
And he lost his paperwork that went with it. That said the community service, which he would have to mail later when he was done with it. So he typed up a letter and asked them to send him a new paper.
Wait, can he do community service in Florida?
Yeah, they transferred it down here so we could do it. And
it's nice to see all the states work together.
Yeah.
Well, he got a packet in the mail yesterday from some county jail. I guess it was the county that we were in, but it wasn't the city. So I assumed it was just garbage because we've been getting a lot of garbage mail.
Right.
From Virginia and law enforcement, lawyers, things like that. He opened it up, and it had the community service paper that he'd asked for, but in addition to that, it had several other things that they had added onto his punishment.
Oh, no.
Including drug testing and probation for a year, and the fine that he paid, he has to pay again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I understand this right.
Yes.
You got pulled over, you pled guilty because you were in Virginia and you were from Florida and you didn't want to go back for a trial.
Yes.
You pled guilty and you were sentenced to community service, X amount of hours, I guess, of community service,
yes.
A court cost of $122, and
yes.
what was the rest of the sentence? Was that it?
That was it.
Okay, and then you sent in the court costs,
yes.
And...
All three of us had individual court costs, so we each just sent a check. And he sent in the check, and he still has the receipt, you know, from the carbon copy of the checkbook.
Right.
So the first thing we're going to do is go to the bank and see if they cashed or deposited the check.
Right.
But, yeah, he got that paper that he asked for the community service in the mail, but it was a whole packet of papers, and it said that now he's on probation for a year. And
any sort of letter that came with this explaining what was going on?
No, just the packet of, like, papers that he has to sign and send back. It's no letter explaining what's going on whatsoever. And I thought, you know, before he went ahead and called them and asked them what was going on, we would see if we could seek any advice from, you know,
you should know, you know, we're definitely not lawyers here on Free Talk Live, and this is certainly not to be considered legal advice, but I would not call them unless I was recording the conversation, and if I was, I would let them know about it. Whenever you're dealing with bureaucracy, it's always best to have as much of a paper trail as possible. So you already have the paper trail on the check that you wrote. If you're going to enter into any correspondence, if you're going to try and clarify what is going on, send it via email or, you know, certified mail if you want to go that route. But I think email is, you know, at least acceptable.
Okay.
Send it so you have a copy, you know, a hard copy of what it is you sent them. And that way when they respond, you have a hard copy of what they said. That way you don't get on the phone and start asking questions and they, you know, give you some spiel or pretend not to know what you're talking about and you have no record of that conversation whatsoever. I don't see this going in any positive directions for you, but I would say that
sometimes I've had dealings with the government where they've gotten confused.
They could have just screwed up,
and then they clear it up on their own. But you want to have a recorded, have a recording of that, or you want to have the, you know, all the
documentation. You don't want to do it on the phone, because if you tell them you're recording the call, then they'll really get angry or they'll get PO'd about it. I mean, whereas if they're writing something down, they know it can be kept for record. So
Okay. Keep
it to written communication, and also try to focus on questions. Something that the government, when you ask them questions, they pretty much have to answer your questions for you. And
yes.
So try to focus on asking them all sorts of questions about your situation, how it got to be this way. You know, where did these extra punishments come from? That sort of thing. Try to understand. Try to find out what's going on instead of making declarative statements like, you know,
you're a bunch of jerks.
You're a bunch of jerks, or I'm not going to pay this, or this isn't right, et cetera.
Yeah, we were going to try to take care of it as, you know, professionally as possible, you know, just because I honestly think that they just thought since he lost his paperwork, they could get an extra $600 out of him, you know, through
could
probation cost. It's $50 a month he has to pay for probation now for a year, and the $141 plus a $25, like, you know, extra fee for...
And the drug testing.
Yeah.
That's outrageous. You know what else I would do? I would suggest that you head over to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system and post this there, you know, post the details there, because we've got a lot of interesting people. We've got 900 people on that bulletin board.
We're on it, actually. My
right.
name is Soundwave.
Your name's what?
Soundwave.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so post that there. That way those guys can look at it and maybe give you some other suggestions for you to, you know, mull around as well before you decide on what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's what I figured. We would just have to see if anyone out there could either... you know, had the same experience as us or could give us legal advice, because we really don't even, I mean, we're just outraged and, like, it's, I'm so confused. I wasn't aware that they could just add charges.
Well, they can't. Yeah. Well, they can't, but they can. I mean, they'll do whatever they think they can get away with and whatever you'll allow them to get away with. So with that, Julia, thank you for the call. And if anybody else listening has a suggestion for Julia, don't hesitate to call in 800-259-5791. Hopefully this works out for you. Keep us up to date, okay? Thank you. 800-259-5791 to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
I was curious. I'm getting ready to take a flight, well, maybe a flight, and actually to go to New Hampshire to check out Manchester.
Right.
Just to see if, you know, maybe that'd be a place to move in the future. But I'm very, very cautious about flying now because of the TSA and ID checks and et cetera, et cetera. And I was wondering, what is your guys' personal experience? Have you flown since the TSA has been
I have done it once. I think Manwich has done it a few extra times. Personal experiences with the TSA, we will come back with that. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control and bring up, well, anything. From a political issue to a personal problem and all things in between. 800-259-5791. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now, Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the Novio Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NOBIO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. Anything goes, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And whatever it is, maybe it's a political issue, personal problem, you take control. 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can go vote for the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on the website, the archives, the bulletin board system, the live streaming, all of it on the house, if you dig that, then we'd appreciate your vote in return. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and you're good to go. In fact, your votes so far have put us up to number one, the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, which is, of course, the central hub for all things podcasts. So,
yeah, we're number one, but number two is coming up behind us. I mean,
yeah.
we got to stay in that number one slot.
We've got a bit of a lead at this point, which is good, but it's only the fourth day of the month, and this contest runs all the way through the month.
Right.
So we still need your vote if you haven't gone yet. Vote.freetalklive.com, and don't forget to tell your friends about Free Talk Live and ask them to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones. Back to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Frank, you're getting ready to take a trip. It's your first airplane flight since, I guess, the TSA takeover of security.
Yep,
and you were just wondering...
9/11.
Hmm?
Since before 9/11.
Since 9/11. And so you were wondering what it's like. You were wondering what our personal experience has been. And, Manwich, you've been up quite a bit more than I have, so I'll leave it to you at this point.
I'd have to say that although the TSA has been responsible for a lot of screw-ups and a lot and taking away a great deal of our liberties, and the agents... certainly have stepped out of bounds on a bunch of occasions, that the vast majority of the time, 99% of the time, you're going to get through if you just keep your mouth shut. Just decide, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Yes, you have to be a good little citizen to get through the TSA. Don't talk back. Don't sass them.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be best to read off the Second Amendment to them.
I don't care.
Although I did consider it. I had my wife with me, and I really just needed to get through the trip. It would have been bad for everybody if I got left in... San Juan, while, she went on to St. Vincent. So,
now, if you do want to mess with the TSA, how important is the trip?
It's flying in general. I mean, this has been preventing me from flying for a while.
I see that. Well, if you get there early enough, you might be able to fool around with them a little bit, in which case you might want to check out what they call the Bill of Rights Security Edition. Have you heard of this, Frank?
No, I haven't.
I'm not sure exactly what it's made out of. It's some sort of metal. It's like a copy of the Bill of Rights, basically stamped, imprinted onto a piece of metal. And you keep it in your coat pocket or whatever, and that way when you walk through...
Or your suitcase.
Or...
Carry on.
I think it's better if you do it in your coat pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when you walk through, they ask you if you have something metal. Oh, yeah, here's the Bill of Rights. And, that way they have to actually remove the Bill of Rights from you. It's sort of just kind of a symbolic, fun little
thing that you can
Well, actually, what I've read and heard, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the John Gilmore case at all.
Yes, the guy from Sun Microsystems.
Yeah,
he refused to show identification.
Yeah, and he's trying to get that overturned, whatever. But I heard that if you do the ticketing printing over the Internet, like, at home on a computer, and you bring that to you, you'll eliminate one of the ID checks, and that's at the ticket counter.
That's true.
If you already have your ticket, then, you know, there's no reason to check your ID. And then I guess for the second, the TSA ID check, it's, you know, if you get some guy who's, you know, just, you know, trying to be a jerk, he might demand it, or, you know, you might get somebody who just doesn't care and they wave you through.
From what we understand,
you still get searched, and your luggage still gets torn open, and all your stuff gets gone through. So,
as we understand it, according to at least the unidentified flying objector, who was someone who refused to show identification, we actually talked about him a little bit last night. According to him, according to a few other people, you can get through without showing ID as long as you submit to what they call the secondary screening. So if you don't have ID, that means they are going to touch you and feel you and screen you a little more personally. But once you get through that, then you could possibly get on the plane without showing ID to anybody.
Yeah, so I mean, I live across the country, and to get to New Hampshire without missing, you know, 2 weeks of work, I'm going to have to fly.
Exactly.
It's going to be a huge compromise, and I don't know if it's worth it. Just,
well,
you know,
that's what you have to do. You just have to balance it out. Yeah. You know, you have to weigh it out.
Now, are you a Free State Project member?
No, I'm not yet.
Oh, so you're considering.
I've known about it for a long time. I've never been to New Hampshire, so I figure, you know, go there, check it out, see if I like it, and then, you know.
Sounds like a good idea. I mean, if you don't have the time and you're willing to submit to a little bit of harassment, then you should go by plane.
Yeah,
if you've got the time, go Greyhound.
I know if I go to the airport and I say, you can't look at my ID, you can't search my bags, there's going to be a fiasco.
Arrested. Your bags are going to be searched. There's no way you can avoid having your bags searched. I mean, especially if you are going to a secondary screening, they're definitely going to search your bag.
Well, if you have carry-on bags, all they're going to do is scan your bag. You know,
okay.
Just look at it through a monitor.
I see.
I guess if I'm only going for a weekend, I could just not bring any baggage and then just, you know, buy a set of clothes when I get to New Hampshire. That might work.
Well, like Manwich said, you could just do a carry-on bag. I mean,
And they don't actually open it. I hear if you have a lock,
it depends.
They'll open it up.
It depends. They could just single you out. You could be randomly selected. I mean, look, man, are you going to be smuggling any drugs or heavy amounts of cash? In which case, you should seriously reconsider. But otherwise, if you don't mind them looking at your boxer shorts, then it's no biggie.
Yeah, but it's just the point. The whole point of it is.
Yeah, the point's ugly.
I'm trying to get from one place to the other place without, you know.
The only other way to fly and avoid the TSA is to hire a private jet, and I don't think you can afford that one.
It's
expensive.
So I wish I could say there was some magical words you could utter that would make the TSA back off from you, but unfortunately there's not. So now you know what you have to weigh, Frank. Best of luck in your decision. I hope you make it to New Hampshire.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great show.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791 to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Howdy.
Hey there.
I called in because you guys mentioned you were going to talk about Social Security.
We are. Read number 8. We're on the top 10 ways to restore individual liberty to America. Now, which number 8?
Promote the idea of individuals seeking their own method of accumulating funds for retirement. By eliminating Social Security, individuals are free to accumulate as much money as they desire through their own means for retirement years.
Indeed.
Yep. And if we don't have all these taxes on capital gains and all that other stuff, then they can put investments in place that actually earn the money instead of giving it all to the government.
What did you have to say, Mark?
Well, what I had to say is that the system with Social Security is racist.
Oh, yeah.
It is against black men.
Yes.
Yeah. That's against men, period.
It is gender biased.
Yep. Right.
And it is also a thieving system in that it's going to return practically nothing to your dependents.
Really, it's true.
This is true.
If you are buried, I believe their benefit is, if you die, rather, prior to collecting, I believe your benefit is $256 to bury you.
Sounds about right.
Wow.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, that's the consulting fee at SCI.
Yeah, that might get you a plank of one of the... I guess things that they'll bury you in, the coffins, maybe a plank of wood. You certainly can't get a whole coffin.
That'll get you a one-hour consultation with the junior member of the firm at an FBI mortuary.
Yeah.
And when
Amazing.
You get you close to the manager. But is the music coming up?
Yeah, Mark, if you want to hang on, 800-259-5791. We're talking retirement, death, Social Security. Your calls, 800-259-5791, and getting taxes out of your life, which is what we'd like to see happen here on Free Talk Live. This is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. In fact, we're actually auctioning off a banner on our website. So if you want to sell a product or a service, or you just want to promote something that you like, you want to put a piece of artwork on our site, it's a, you know, we sell 125 by 100 pixel banner. It's a third one down from the top on the website, and we're auctioning it off right now at auction.freetalklive.com. I think there's maybe only a day left. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. All right, we go back to the phones and back to the fun to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live, talking about Social Security, talking about retirement. So continue, Mark.
Well, as I told the screener, there is a different government system that will provide you with more money for retirement. So for everyone out there who's looking at you and I, like we're charter members of the Keepers of Odd Knowledge Society,
mm-hmm.
you can support government with your dollars. But you can also support yourself to better advantage.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
He says there's another government system, and I'm
interested.
There
is another government system.
I think there's a trick at the end of this, and I'm
interested. No, there is not. I'll introduce it right now. If I take $100 from and it's taken from me, rather, in Social Security benefits,
okay.
If I was to escape the system and I would take $100 and instead buy U.S. savings bonds,
yeah. It's true.
I'm going to get 5-7% compounded annually, as opposed to Social Security's system, which compounds annually at a rate of about 1.
Yeah, it's true.
And if I die, like the example we used before the break, my family doesn't get $256. They get the sock drawer, which has a pile of bonds in it.
Right.
Mm.
My wife, my children, in this hour of despair, in this weekend, when everything is turned upside down and they're emotional, they don't have to go out and apply for life insurance. They don't have to worry about whether did I make this payment or did I not make this payment for this rent just 3 days
Interesting.
Ago.
Well, the tricky part, though,
they have cash.
The tricky part, Mark, though, is getting people out of the Social Security system.
You have to be brave enough to rescind.
Yeah. And, you know, it's true. You don't have to. I don't think there's any penalties at all.
Well,
we've
heard things about rescinding Social Security, and I don't know how legitimate that is. I mean, is there some sort of process that you have to go through, or can you just, like I did, burn your Social Security card?
You can stop using it. Additionally, you can, and by that I mean you have to stop completely.
Right.
You can't divulge it to anyone. You can't acknowledge that you have one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one. Maybe the system has one for me, but I don't have it.
Yeah, you don't use it anymore. You've personally rescinded it for yourself.
Right, but you can also send them paperwork to do that. And if you want me to mention it, there's a guy out there who calls himself foremost.
What you could do is you could just post it on our bulletin board system because people will go there and hunt around for it. So post the information you have there. The problem I would see with rescinding it would be it might bring some attention to you. I mean, they might... I don't know, FBI against you or something.
Actually, no, they send you back some very telling and very descriptive little forms if they respond at all. But their little form letters really give away a hell of a lot of information.
Well, post that tonight if you can on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the info, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So slowly throughout the night here, we're going to get through, hopefully, we'll get through them, the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty to America. And so we've kind of covered 10, 9, and 8 so far. Why don't we recap real quick, man?
Sure. Number 10 is practice the golden rule. Number 9, promote the idea that individuals be allowed to seek their own medical care in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Promote the idea that, and number 8 is promote the idea that individuals seeking their own method of accumulating, promote the idea of individuals seeking their own method of accumulating funds for retirement.
So moving on to number 7.
Allow true free trade to exist without any barriers. By limiting trade restrictions, the cost of goods and services to consumers is reduced, resulting in more individuals sharing in the world's wealth, substantially reducing the number of individuals living in poverty.
And more spending
money. Trickle-down, trickle-down economics, but this is true trickle-down, as opposed to, let's give corporations a bunch of breaks and extra, pork barrel projects.
Number six.
Allow individuals to establish their own business without having to obtain permission from the government. By eliminating licensing laws, again, the costs of consumers' goods.
Yeah, this one would seriously affect the economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would have such a booming economy if we could get rid of licensing and regulation and all that crap that the government mandates that people do before they go and start their own business. I've looked into starting businesses before, and I've been discouraged by just even looking into it. I looked into what it would take to start a radio station, for instance, when I was younger, just out of curiosity, just to know, what would it take? And I was just a rock and roll disc jockey back then, and I thought, gosh, what would it take if I wanted my own radio station? And I started looking into it, and just the process of researching starting a radio station was difficult, let alone the process of actually starting one.
Yeah.
The process of gathering the information and the knowledge to try to understand what steps I would have to go through, which, by the way, the steps include an application fee to the FCC, which is at least $2,000. That's just to apply to get a station. That doesn't mean you're guaranteed squat.
No.
And from my experience talking to radio station program directors and general managers, the FCC is just like any other bureaucracy.
Oh, they're worse.
They are slow.
They are the slowest.
They will process your application when they feel like it.
I can't imagine what they do over there, but God,
these poor stations,
so incredibly slow. It takes
months
and years to get things done.
Yeah, just for a renewal or some sort of an update to your file. I mean, literally, I've been talking to stations that have been waiting for half a year to get approval as to whether or not they can keep broadcasting. More coming back at your show. Take control. 800-259-5791. John's on the line. He wants to talk about marijuana. That's coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9. New phone number, 1-800-259-5791. I'm such a professional. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
That's going to happen to anybody, and Manwich.
Yeah, yeah. It always happens to me, too. But back when we used to do the show from just one radio station, mm-hmm. it was always tough changing stations, too, because we changed stations a few times. Mm-hmm. So it's always tough that first night when you come on. The first time, I'd always do it. The first time I get the call letters wrong. And then I'd fix myself and everything would be okay. So 800-259-5791, you can join us on the phones. We're doing, throughout the show tonight, we've been doing the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty, personal responsibility to the country. We've gotten through the top 10 through 6, so the first five. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get the second five in hour number two. Till then, we go to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, John?
Hey, you guys said a statistic a couple months ago on the podcast.
We just make them up. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, you said that it was easier to get marijuana than beer.
As a kid, as a high school teenager, middle school teenager, yes.
Which I am. And I cannot stress how true that is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I live in Charlotte County. You guys know where that is.
Yes.
It's the youth drug and alcohol abuse, like, top county in Florida.
That's true.
So I know what I'm talking about here.
Right.
And it not only is it easier to get marijuana, the biggest thing down here is hallucinogenics.
Really?
Oh, my God. and kids
like what?
Are looking acid.
Acid's big in Charlotte County, Florida?
It's cheap, and it you're up for 12 hours. Hell yeah, it's big in Charlotte County.
Wait, do you speak from experience?
I don't want to say, because I don't know.
Mom's listening.
Well, I got to say, I don't recommend hallucinogenics at all. These chemicals,
dangerous stuff,
are really bad for your brain.
Oh, I know, but kids are looking for more, like, natural. I don't personally...
Well, LSD isn't really natural.
Yeah, oh, I know. Oh, I know. I personally don't call myself a drug user. I call myself an herbal experimenter. But
herbs can have chemicals, and chemicals are technically drugs. So you can call yourself whatever you want, man. You're a kid in a town, and it's boring, and that's what kids do, right? When they're in when they live in small towns, right, Manwich? They do drugs.
Yeah, they do.
Trip out and watch the walls breathe. But anyways. Like morning glory seeds, kids are eating those.
Oh my
really?
God! Stay away
That's
from those
so
things.
That's so dangerous.
Oh my God! Those things are killing you a little bit.
Walmart is your dealer nowadays, for real.
God.
You mean like for off? Wait, they don't sell morning glory seeds at Walmart, do they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Oh. They also sell. Kids are taking Robitussin,
right?
Like, 40 gel caps at a time.
Oh my gosh!
They call that robo tripping,
right?
And this is all
fully legal.
So, yeah, this is all stuff you can do without having to be 21 or finding some bum to buy you beer.
There you go.
And this goes to show how the drug war doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because they're always going to find other things.
The kids want it.
I made an argument for this in law class, and I totally got shot down. But I used that Drano thing you guys always talk about. And everybody kind of shut up after that. But it was like, yeah, what's up? But opiates are big here.
Wow.
And the other thing is prescription drugs, because there's so many old people.
Sure. So great points, John. I mean, you can't stop kids from doing what they want to do. Let's just give them the real information. Let's be honest with them about drug use and try to keep them as safe as possible instead of just lying to them. John, great call. Call us again sometime, man, if you're still alive by then for all that drug use. More going back. Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Lab. Take control.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.